Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Only 3 weeks into the fall TV season, and we're already seeing casualties. ABC has canceled Lucky 7 and CBS canceled We Are Men after only two airings. And even though the show is still struggling to find a strong audience, NBC has faith in the Michael J. Fox show. They've made a full season commitment.
Number four.
The van carrying the camera crew for Keeping Up with the Kardashians involved in an accident in L.A. yesterday. They were trying to film Kris Jenner as she's tooling around the San Fernando Valley, having a little lunch with her daughter, Courtney. The photographers ended up crashing into an SUV that was tailing Kris, and the paparazzo who was driving had to be rushed to the hospital to be treated for injuries.
Number three.
It was announced yesterday that Amy Poehler and Tina Fey will host the Golden Globes right through 2015. After the announcement, Amy admitted that last year, they didn't really know what to expect, and it was a strange experience, but they had a lot of fun. She said, "I can't stress enough how little we prepare until very close to the show. We treat it like Weekend Update. It's a little SNL style, and you have to work backwards. You can't really do this kind of stuff too early, and you can't overthink it."
Number two.
Has the relationship between Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes gone from platonic to romantic? Back in August, they were seen at a charity event grinding to blurred lines. And recently, a maid swears Katie spent the night in Jamie's hotel room in New York. But Jamie swore to Entertainment Tonight that the rumors of him dating Katie are 100% not true.
Number one.
Has Charlie Hunnam's replacement been found? The minute he backed out as Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey, the search was on for his replacement. And The Hollywood Reporter says that Jamie Dornan is close to getting the part. So who's Jamie Dornan? Well, if you watched Once Upon a Time on ABC, he played the Huntsman. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.